Good morning, everyone.
If you haven't met me, my name is Daz, and Luke 1:30, you said, okay, great, excellent, we're 2 hours, buckle on in, round two, all right. No, just joking, I'll finish at one. not sure why you're laughing. No. This morning, how great it's been for us to sing praises to our great God, to hear prayers of thanksgiving, and to hear stories of God at work in amongst us here at St. Mark's. And all of this, right, points to God's faithful love. You know, God is at work in this place. God is at work in our lives. The stories in this booklet, they testify to it. And so if you need a pick-me-up during the coming weeks, read these and be refreshed and reminded of how God is at work in amongst your brothers and sisters. And so it's my prayer that as we spend a moment reflecting in Psalm 107, it would continue to give us cause to give thanks to God for his goodness and his faithful love which endures forever. For in Psalm 107, the psalmist will help us as the redeemed people of God to look back and to remember God's steadfast love through real stories of rescue and grace, not only in scriptures, but also in our lives and in those around us. And so let's have a look with Psalm 107, verse 1 begins with this. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Thanksgiving begins with remembering who God is, not just what he's done for us. God is good. God is faithful. God is loving. In fact, that phrase, faithful love, in the Hebrew is hesed, and it's this unwavering commitment and loyalty that God has for his people. So unwavering as it is, that it's described as this love won't let go, that it endures forever. So unwavering is God's love for us that it endures forever. And so because of who God is and his love for his people, the psalmist invites us to give testimony. Verse 2, he says, let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that he has redeemed them from the hand of the foe and has gathered them from the lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south. You see, every believer, every church has a story of God's faithful love, of God's redeeming acts. And Psalm 107 invites us to proclaim, to publicly declare his redeeming acts. This year in our confirmation service, right, we had three stories of men committing their life to Christ. We publicly proclaimed his work of bringing them to faith. This year we've got stories, countless stories of God at work in the lives of those within our church. Again, in our booklets, we see stories of God at work, redeeming and providing for his people. And so friends, may we publicly declare to one another and those around us God's acts of love shown in and through his church, the redeemed people of God. And so by way of example, the Psalms provides four mini stories. And each story paints a picture of God's faithful love. Stories of wanderers in the desert, prisoners in darkness, the sick that are brought low, sailors in a storm. And each of these stories remind us of God reaching out in love, rescuing those in need. And each story follows the same pattern. I've done a nice little table for you so we can zip straight through it. But you can see that pattern, right? People are in distress, they cry out to God, God rescues them, and then they give thanks. And I just want us to zoom in just that first story by way of an example. We see that the people are in distress. Some wandered in the desolate wilderness, finding no way to a city where they could live. They were hungry and thirsty, their spirits failed within them. And so what do? They cry out to the Lord. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble. God rescues them. He rescued them from their distress. He led them by the right path to go to a city where they could live. And what's their response? They give thanks. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and wonderful works for all humanity. For he has satisfied the thirsty and fulfilled the hungry with good things. And that's just one of the four mini stories in Psalm 107 of God's faithful love. But did you notice that all four stories, they crescendo with the redeemed people of God doing what? Giving thanks. The chorus is the same. It's like, let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wonderful works for all humanity. In these stories, the psalmist reveals that God hears and he responds to those who cry out to the Lord. And again and again, God acts because of his faithful love. Now, our stories may differ from those of Psalm 107, but the pattern of grace is the same, right? We cry out to the Lord in prayer. He rescues or supplies us for what we need in our circumstance, and we respond in thankful praise. Let me share with you one story from the booklet, and I can do it because it's printed and this person won't mind. This is from Lisa. She says, I'm so thankful for the way that God has helped me and moved in mine and my family's life this year. From healing me, to improving my mental and physical health through reading his word every day since the beginning of the year. He has come to the rescue countless times, and he is always on time. I am always thankful for the encouragement I have received from Equip, One Love, Bible Study, Mission Nights, and my brothers and sisters in Christ, whose stories encourage and inspire me. Thank you, God, for every little way you have helped me and my family this year. You are amazing. All the glory and praise goes to you. Thank you for holding me and keeping me and never letting me go. What a great story from our sister. She prays, cries out to the Lord. He redeems. She responds in thanksgiving. Now, these mini stories, right, they point us to a greater story in the gospel. Jesus' earthly ministry, we know that he gathered the lost. He freed those who were held captive by sin. He healed the sick and the suffering. He even stilled a storm. And such acts of love from Jesus, they often led people to praise his name. Let me share with you a few more. I've got some visuals. Think about when Jesus healed the paralytic, right? The paralytic and others, what do they do in response? They praise God. When Jesus raised the widow's son, people praised God. When Jesus healed the woman in the synagogue who had been hunched over for 18 years, when healed, she praises God. When Jesus healed the 10 Samaritan lepers, one returns to thank and praise Jesus. When Jesus healed the blind man, the man followed Jesus, and all the people there praised God. And yet these mini stories about Jesus were simply signposts, weren't they, pointing to Jesus' greater act of love and rescue. You see, at the cross, we see God's faithful love and his wonderful works for all humanity. At the cross, Jesus died and bled for you and I. At the cross, we have forgiveness and new life. At the cross, your shame and guilt has been washed away by the blood of Jesus. At the cross, we stand as children of God. And so because of the cross, we are his redeemed people. We give thanks to God for his faithful love revealed in Christ, reflected in his church, experienced in our very lives. And so in many ways, may today be a good opportunity for us to maybe a recharge, right, or a reminder to live and be thankful in Christ. You know, Psalm 107 shows us why we give thanks. Because of God's rescue, we see it's ultimately fulfilled in Christ. And in the New Testament, in Colossians 3, it shows us how we live thankfully under Christ's rule. Hear these words from Colossians 3, starting at verse 12, but take note of what is said after verse 15. Therefore, God's chosen ones, holy and loved, put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, accepting one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, put on love, the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of the Messiah, to which you were also called in one body, control your hearts. Be thankful. Let the message about the Messiah dwell richly among you, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, and singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. You see, church, what will help fuel our thankfulness for the next week, month, 12 months? Well, it's none other than having God's word dwell richly among us. And we see in verses 16 and 17 how this ought to manifest itself. How does it manifest itself? Through the spoken words, through our singing, in the way we live. With thankfulness to God ooze out of us because we are continually dripping ourselves in the life-giving word. Thanksgiving is more than just a special Sunday. It's a daily, public declaration of God's faithfulness. Being thankful is a way of life in Christ, isn't it? And so as we're reflecting to give thanks for the last 12 months, we do so, right? Not boasting in our works, but rejoicing in his wondrous works amongst us, the redeemed in Christ. And so let me close in the same manner in which the psalmist ends in verse 43. Let whoever is wise pay attention to these things and consider the Lord's acts of faithful love. Remember God's faithful love as revealed in Scripture, as shown in your very life. Retell stories of his grace and provisions in your life, in that which you see in those around you. And may we respond with thankful hearts, shaped by Christ and his word. See, every thankful heart, every shared story, every song of praise declares and proclaims the same truth, that the faithful love of the Lord endures forever. Right? And in Christ, that love has come near. So whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for the richness of your word that recounts your faithful love throughout the generations. And may it provide a mirror for us to see in which your faithful love has been displayed in our lives. We see it in the work of Jesus and how through Christ you have redeemed us, your greatest act of faithful love. We thank you, Father, through the booklets of stories that we have, story after story of how you have worked in the lives of our brothers and sisters here at St. Mark's. May we rejoice. May we give thanks to you. May it fuel us for the next 12 months by the work of your Spirit. Continue to help us as your redeemed people to give thanks, for you are living and active in this world and in our lives. All glory and praise be to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.